Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome to another episode of the Self-Build Plus podcast, where we chat with self-builders, suppliers, and experts about all things home building and renovating in Ireland on both sides of the border. I'm Astrid Mattsson, your host and the editor of Self-Build Magazine. In this episode, Brian Corey of Self-Build Plus walks us through the options available to self-builders today for building methods. This is the first of a two-part series.
I'm going to be your host today, and I'm currently in the midst of building my own house. So I've been through the process of looking at all the different system building options, and I know it can be a little bewildering at times, but I definitely think it's worth taking the time and doing your research and finding the type of system build that's going to work for you, because it is definitely horses for courses. There are so many different advantages and things out there and different systems that suit the way of living, time you've got, how much money you've got to spend, and all these different factors. So today we're going to be looking at timber frame, passive polystyrene, precast concrete, and structural steel. We'll be using a format called the time, cost, quality scope triangle. And time is the available time to deliver the project. Cost represents the amount of money or resources available to you. Quality represents the fit to purpose that the project must achieve to be a success. So that includes, you know, the sorts of U values that you want to get and the quality of the build that you want to get. And each one of these things can be a bit of a trade-off. So if you have a bit more time, then potentially your cost might be a bit lower. And you can also spend a bit more time on the quality side of things, getting all those different factors right. So I'd like to, at this stage, bring in Walter from Redwood NI. Thank you very much, Walter, for joining us this evening.
Thank you, Brian.
And timber frame, and you guys are based in County Tyrone. I've had a lot of experience building timber frame homes over the year. And of course, timber frame has a long history in Ireland alongside the traditional build. It's a very well-known type of building method. So I can, to help us get us started on this, and we'll take a look at the cross-section of the wall. We have here, Walter, a standard timber frame wall. Do you want to take us through each of the different layers that we can see?
Yeah, this is what we would call a closed panel. So this would be a panel that would be prefabricated in the factory. This panel is pre-insulated and most likely airtight. This membrane is applied. So what you have on the external side, if you look at your image, you have the horizontal cladding, which could be fiber cement board, timber, or even brick or block or render.
Yeah.
And behind that, you would have normally your 50 mil clear cavity. And then after that, you have your breather membrane, which keeps the moisture out, your OSB, and then you have your 140 mil studs. And in this case, they are insulated. On the internal side, you're also showing PIR insulation to eliminate cold breaching.
Yeah.
And you have your surface cavity and your internal lining. Now, this is what we call a closed panel. Another option is an open panel, which would be insulated on site. You know, you remove the insulation here from, it wouldn't be factory fixed.
Okay. And what is the most common method in Ireland?
For self builders, they would normally go to the through the closed panel route, as you're showing there, that image, because it, you know, it eliminates wastage on site. You know, the customer gets a prefabricated kit from the lorry. There's no hustle. You know, there's no wastage. Everything is done in a factory controlled environment. You know, it's a really good option. Plus, you can achieve different U values. It depends on the insulation you put in into the timber frame panel.
Yes, because there's lots of different ways. If you want to make it a vapor permeable structure, you know, to allow the house to breathe, I know you can use more natural types of insulation as opposed to the closed cell type. And but this sort of wall that we see here would typically give a very high U value, a very low U value, very high thermal efficiency.
Correct. Especially the internal layer there, that will eliminate your cold breaching.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your studs there are breaking the insulation within the panel, but that is then covered by the internal insulation, the 50 mil rigid insulation PIR or 75 mil.
Yeah. You know,
but our standard closed panel has a U value of 0.14, which you can improve on. You know, you can go to passive house standards, which is 0.1 to 0.15. You know, it all depends on the specification of the insulation you use.
Yes. And typically, in terms of the responsibilities, so there we've got the wall sitting on top of a timber sole plate that runs on top of the finished floor. So normally would the homeowner be expected to put in the foundations themselves and build the floor up to that finished floor level? And then is that the point whenever a timber frame company would come in and work from then? Would that be normal?
Yeah, that's correct. Normally our starting point would be the sole plate, by installation of the sole plate, which is normally installed at finished floor level.
Okay. So self-builders, if they were looking to go down a timber frame route, they would need to be clear that this would be something that themselves and their ground contractor would need to organize up to that point.
Correct, yeah.
And then what about from the wall finishes, the external finish and the internal finish? Whose responsibility is that? And would that vary a bit depending on the client's wishes?
Yeah. Some timber frame companies like ourselves undertake full builds, but most timber frame companies only do the timber frame structural kit, as you call it. So what you get for that is the all the wall panels, the internal wall panels, the roof system, the floor system. But you're right, you know, you still would need bricklayers on site to finish off the external leaf or the timber cladding. You know, windows are obviously excluded. You know, it's purely the timber frame structural kit that is normally supplied.
And with the timber frame company, whenever they have put it all together, would the structure be more or less weather tight, save for those windows and doors?
Yeah, well, and we can felt and lath the roof. Normally we wouldn't supply or fit any external windows and doors.
Yeah.
But because you can plan ahead in timber frame construction, you know, you can order the windows well in advance. You know, it takes us 5 days to put up a timber frame house. you know, 6 days the customer can get the windows filled.
Yes.
And that would make a watertight kit.
Yes. And cost is obviously, you know, something it's hard to pin down. And we're going to get on to the various benefits and advantages that timber frame has over traditional build, where costs can be saved. But up front, what would be the typical cost differential in a sort of a percentage terms for a house going for a specification that will sort of meet current building regulations?
The cost of the timber frame structure.
Yes. How does it compare in cost-wise to like a traditional build of brick block?
The cost is very similar. The cost is very similar. It's you save money on being able to streamline the progress far more. You know, you're able to plan everything in advance because a timber frame kit is manufactured in a factory-controlled environment. You know, you're not reliant on bad weather, good weather. You know, it doesn't matter. Timber frame kit is going to be manufactured. Like if you hit a bad spell in weather, bricklayers, block layers, you are not able to do anything on site. You know, but in the meantime, we can build a timber frame kit.
Yes, so we're now getting into our cost, time, quality triangle. And so you've already mentioned some of those time savings that exist. And so looking at, so in terms of that, let's go through the potentially other time savings that occur with the timber frame. So once you've built the timber frame in say five days, can all the other trades get underway immediately? Is there any delay?
Yeah, you know, opposed to if you have like brick and mortar builds, you still have a drying out time for your plaster, etc., to dry out on the inside. You know, once your timber frame kit is watertight within 5 days, you know, all the trades can start inside. Your electrician, your plumber, they can start the first fixing. The windows and doors can be fitted. You know, there's no stoppage.
No. And obviously, if we're looking here at this model and the presumably running the services, you know, like the wiring and pipes and things like that, is that typically easier in a timber frame because you're not having to track walls or lay them in screed?
Yeah, correct. So, you know, especially with air tightness, we would fit our air tightness membrane there on the external side of your surface cavity, which is right behind that plasterboard on the internal side.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you would call a surface cavity, where you can run your plumbing, your wiring, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Because your air tightness membrane is on this side, you know, you don't have any surface penetrations, you don't have any issues with air tightness. You know, it's a really good job.
And other sort of, and from then a quality perspective, presumably if you have a well-drilled team that is erecting this on site, you avoid all the issues of, you know, potential cold spots, or, you know, from not doing the detailing right for the thermal bridging and putting it together correctly. And if it's a manufactured product, then presumably everything, the tolerances, everything is built to within a pretty fine tolerance, and therefore you can assure the quality of the build. Is that fair?
Yeah, correct. We have a whole book of details that specifies how junctions should be created, you know, all to keep cold bridging to a minimum.
Yeah. And, you know, from living in from a quality perspective, and obviously the build process is but a short time, and the key aspect of this is what's it going to be like to live with in a timber frame home. For people who maybe haven't experienced living in a timber frame home, how would you describe it?
You know, you can't really see the difference between, you know, once a timber frame home is finished, it doesn't look any different than any mortar and brick built house. You know, you wouldn't be able to distinguish between the two. You know,
and
It is completely different than timber frames were 20, 30 years ago, you know, where they had a bad name, but there's so much quality at the moment that there's so much checking, and, you know, you wouldn't see the difference between a masonry built house and a timber frame house.
Okay. Yeah, and you're right to say timber has a frame has been around a long time and has evolved considerably from the early days. I know, look, seeing 20 years ago the major differences. And you mentioned that there are some perceptions. And what would be some of those perceptions? What sort of questions do you get asked by people if you're at a self-build show and somebody's not so sure? What are the things that people bring up that have maybe been now addressed that they maybe had concerns about?
People are worried about insurance. If they can get insurance for a timber frame house, they are worried about noise. They are, you know, and obviously about fire, you know, which is the main thing. Mm-hmm. They are all preconceptions. You know, there's no issue with, you know, the fire. It has to comply to the same regulations as any kind of building, you know.
Yeah. So those are some of the things that over the years have been addressed by the industry. And now, as I say, it meets all regulations on that side of things.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, I think that's been interesting. And we're sort of keen to keep things moving because we've got a lot to get through. I'm just going to have a quick, I've been so interested. I haven't been sort of keeping an eye on any sort of questions that might have been coming in. As I say, please use the comment section down below if you want to ask any questions, and I'll do my best to ask them whenever if we've time. So somebody, actually, yes, we have a couple of questions here. So yes, there was a question there about the internal sound properties between rooms. What can people do if they had concerns about maybe sound transference between rooms? What sort of things do you do to ensure that the acoustics are good? Well, there's no sound transmission.
Yeah, we would normally install acoustic insulation within the stud walls. You can also double plasterboard your internal walls, you know, and then they'll bring the acoustics way down.
Yes. Alan Bowl has asked what sort of alternatives can be used for cladding instead of brick or block. And I guess I could sort of partly answer that by saying really pretty much anything. You can use fiber cement boards, you can use all sorts of wood type weatherboarding, people use zinc, people use all sorts of different products and materials, presumably because the timber frame, you know, provides you that structural wall to tie to, unless you were going for something, you know, really, really heavily, you can pretty much hang anything on it.
Yeah, correct. You can clad the external side in brick, wood, fiber, cement board. You can render it or tile it. You know, the only purpose of the external leaf is really the decoration and to keep the water out. So there's loads of materials that would be suitable for that.
Okay. Somebody mentioned the issue of thermal mass. And some people the concept of thermal mass, because the idea that thermal mass helps retain heat, and then obviously can sort of give it out, whereas the potentially with the likes of wood and that insulation there, that it wouldn't necessarily hold the heat and then give it out again over time. But it's a different type of heating that you would be aiming for.
Yeah. The thermal mass in timber frame, because it's lightweight, is obviously not great. But you see that image here that you're still displaying there, you know, on the internal the internal air tightness membrane would be reflective. So it would reflect the internal heat back into the house, you know, which would help, you know, but you're right, the thermal mass and timber frame is not great.
Yeah. It would also mean that potentially though, that the reactive time of the for timber frame is very, very fast. So if you did have a heat source, it would heat up very, very quickly. Whereas if you had something that had a very high thermal mass, it might take quite a long time for that to actually take in the heat and then to start working the way. So there's, with all these things, there's
both ways.
Yes, there are definite pluses and minuses. And it depends how you design your heating system, how your heating system is designed to work with the structure. And obviously that's where you definitely need expert advice in this area. And somebody also asked if it was possible to have underfloor heating in upper floors.
Yeah, you can fit a screed to joists. All we have to do in our design and is to allow for the additional loading on the floor joists, and our software would work out the weight it has to support. But yeah, on the floor heating on the upper floor is no issue.
Okay, well, that's been very informative, Walter, and thank you very much for providing your expertise. You can see a bit more about Walter and his company, Redwood Timber Frame Homes, on their website, along with their contact details. So I'll give that out, which is redwoodni.com. And there's more information there and some images and pictures of some of the projects that they've done, which are quite impressive. Thank you very much, Walter, for your input tonight. And we move on to our passive polystyrene system. And I'll just, we have, polystyrene is maybe not a material that you might have previously thought could be structural, but that's exactly what is at the core of our next system. We have Matt Dooley and Mark from Passive Housing who have been joining us, and they've been building these houses in Ireland for some time. I'm delighted that both of them are able to join us this evening and to explain their system to you. So good evening, Matt and Mark.
Good evening, Brian.
How are you, Brian?
Good, thanks. I'm just going to, like I did before previously, just going to share the image
right.
of one of your projects, and which is quite an interesting curved, was this a traditional type house you were trying to, there was a bit of traditional and modern, but it's a lovely curved roof there. Do you want to take us through each of the different sections that we see?
Right, Brian, what it is, the actual design of the house itself is built on the Roman arch, and that's where it gets its strength from. That's where the whole design idea came from. So what you actually see there is all polystyrene, the inside is the main structure, going from 300 mil at the base up to 1400 mil at the actual eaves, and going up to 700 mil at the apex of the roof. So but from the outside, when we have it complete, it looks like a standard bungalow.
Okay. And then the different layers, obviously I see there's some meshing and then there's from the inside, is there
the way it is that it's built up, it all adds to the strength of the structure itself. So you have the raft foundation, and there, what's coming up there is the 30 mil XPS. Then we have 150 mil of EPS, and then we have the concrete base with steel in it. Yeah. And then you're coming up, then the walls then sit on that. So none of that has is in touch with the ground. It's all, there's no coal bridging there.
No, and tell me, I mean, you mentioned about the raft foundations. It's something becoming increasingly popular. People would be used to digging down to the hip clay or the hip rock, or they hit a surface somewhere. But the raft foundations is kind of different and could be especially useful if somebody's got ground that's not great.
Yeah, because there's no real weight in the structure itself. The raft, the foundation can be put on bad ground as well. Like we did a house down in Timahoe, which is close to Bogland there. And we built the house there with absolutely no issues whatsoever. So it can be done on bad soil, which can be quite advantageous to some people that have land they think they can't use.
Yeah.
And so we don't need to get to hard ground.
Okay. And then the internal finish. So if we're looking at the inside, then what's the internal finish of the wall?
The internal finishes you have there, there's mesh coming onto it first, and then you can see those steel inserts there all the way up along the curve. Yeah, those there. They're underneath the mesh, and then it's chemical rendered over that. And what they are the grounds or the groundings for us to make fixings for the 9mm plasterboard slab that we put on the inside. So that's what holds the whole thing on, and then it's skimmed over, and it looks like a normal wall then.
Okay.
That's the way it is.
And externally, what are the options for finishing?
Well, you can do what you have there then is the mesh and the chemical render. They go on it anyway, and it's sealed, polybonded then as well. And then after that, then we have K-rend on the outside of it, or you can do a brick-faced finish. You can do timber cladding on it. You can do the steel stand and seam cladding onto it as well. So there's a lot of finishes you can put on it.
Okay. I think it's important to make the distinction here that this isn't ICF, this isn't insulated concrete formwork.
No.
It is a pure polystyrene system. And the system, how is it designed? And obviously, it must be manufactured specifically for each house, is that correct?
It is, but it's a modular system, Brian. So in that respect, we do have restrictions. Like it is 6.6 from external measurements, giving us 6 meters on the floor inside. And then the height then is 3.65 up to the underneath part of the arch there. And then, but after that, it can go as long as you like, but you can come off it at any point and add on different segments to it. So it can go whichever way you want. And we also can do it in a two-story level as well.
Okay.
I live in a two-story house myself.
Okay.
Of this structure.
And presumably, if we now sort of get into our cost, time, quality triangle, this sort of system, what would be the typical cost differential between this and, masonry block build?
Well, I suppose where the advantage of it is going to be is that the actual costing won't be too much of a difference, really. The savings will be in the long run is going to be in the heating end of it. You're going to save it big time on that. Also then you'll save it on the labor end of it with the time it takes for the building to be constructed.
And what is that typically, for a standard 2,500 square foot house, how many days construction are you looking at?
Well, you're looking at, we're about 4 to 5 months to do a build of that size. The way it would work is the foundation is done first, and it takes for it to come in from Poland, you're looking at about, say, 6 weeks. But within that time, all the groundwork is all prepared and everything else. So it's that when the building itself lands on site, it's ready to be stood.
Yes. And then presumably you then build it up. And do you provide the, is it the full service? So is there any elements that the self-builder has to take care of themselves, or is it a virtual turnkey?
We can do it. We offer a turnkey build. There's also an element if the homeowner wishes to do some of themselves. We can just stand the structure, leave it standing. We do the outside, put the roof on it, make it watertight, and we can leave the internals for the homeowner themselves if they have family members who wish to participate to give them a hand out to save them some money. We would supervise it, but we have to stand the structure and make sure it's watertight before we hand it over to the client.
Okay. And in terms of quality control, how do you ensure, how is the quality of the build ensured as you go along?
Well, the quality control, the EPS doesn't deteriorate when it's exposed to the elements. The house is watertight within 3 weeks. is stowed and watertight within 3 weeks. We supervise the installation of it. We're the only people who will let stand it. So we make sure the quality control is from start to finish is covered by us.
And is there anything that is that, you know, long term people need to do in order to keep the integrity of the structure? Or is it fairly robust in that sense? And I'm thinking, are there any things that homeowners would need to watch out for in the long term?
There's absolutely nothing long term that needs to be done. It's important that you put in your HRV system to let the house breathe, because it is an airtight house. You need your triple glazed windows. There's some standard building maintenance. That's all. There's nothing extraordinary with it.
And does the polystyrene itself provide the airtightness, or do you have to put an airtightness membrane?
No, there's no airtight membrane. The chemiplast render is put over it, provides the airtightness. There's an airtight membrane put around the windows when the windows are put in, and then they're sealed in, and that provides the airtightness on it.
Mm-hmm. Given the level of insulation, you call it the sort of the passive sort of housing system, is it just as standard? It is passive as built.
As a standard build, it would qualify to be a passive. Yes. Passive house.
It's a passive, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what about there was a question about fire with timber frame, and we know what are the fire performance of
the whole house is fire rated. The plasterboard doesn't burn, and neither does polystyrene. Polystyrene doesn't burn; it goes away from flame. Mm-hmm. And there's no vent in it, there's no cavity in it so oxygen can't get in to create the fire triangle. So it is completely safe.
Okay, and if you have a big opening, if you have a big sliding patio door or nice big window or structurally, is there anything needed? Traditionally you'd put in a head or lintel of some description.
Yeah.
How's that achieved?
Yeah, and a patio door, you would put in a frame around it to take it and build off that. The gable walls in these houses are built out of a quinlite block with 300 mil of polystyrene on the outside of it. Normally the patio doors will go in gable ends. And there's no issue then, because there'll always be room for putting a lintel above it.
Okay. And typically, what is the sort of roof and wall U values that you achieve?
Typically, the U value is about 0.15 of the whole house when it's finished. The roof is polystyrene. The walls, the whole house is actually polystyrene, and then there's only a slate roof or put above it. There's no truss roof. There's no timbers needed in. No timbers cut. No cut roof needed for the roof.
Okay. And presumably, this is the type of system build that not many people would have come across. So I'm sure you've answered your fair share of queries. And what are the sort of the typical queries that you get whenever people first see this system? And perhaps you could go through a couple of them and hear.
Yeah, well, some of them have been funny questions, all right. People have the belief, one, that it'll blow away in the wind because it's so light. But believe you me, I live, my own house here is on a hill. There's absolutely nothing around me. It's two-story, and I stood up to the storm of Ophelia and Barry and all the rest of them, and not even as much as the slate moved. So there's no issues about that end of it. Other people then ask about a football hitting it or anything like that, but because of the rendering on the outside and the toughness of it, there's no marks on the wall. Now, even if they do get damaged in any way, they are so easy to repair. But yeah. I mean, we haven't come across any of it anyway.
Okay.
So no, there's no issues with it.
And then I think it'd be worthwhile going to a couple of the questions in in the group here, somebody is asking if there was a guarantee for this type of structure.
Yeah, there's a full standard building guarantee that comes with the house.
Okay.
It's all guaranteed. There's no problem with that. It can be insured, and you can get a mortgage on it.
Okay. And somebody was asking whether there was any show houses available in Ireland.
Yeah, there's a couple of them available. There's a two-story, and there's a single-story available to come and see.
Okay. And if people wanted to come and see that, presumably they would just contact yourselves.
Just contact yourselves and arrange it, yeah.
Yep.
So you're both in Clare.
Yep. So your website, passivehousing.ie.
Yeah.
Full contact details there for both Matt and Mark. The final question was what about insects? Somebody had said that they'd heard that ICF could be affected by insects and things. Is that something you've heard or come across?
We've never had an issue with insects. No. It's completely sealed. There's nothing for them. They don't eat polystyrene. There's nothing for them to live on. It's completely sealed.
Believe it or not, the company has actually built a number of these houses in Zanzibar in Africa, where they were specifically designed because they can't be attacked by the insects. This is as opposed to doing timber houses.
Yeah.
So it actually has, you know, yeah. And so no, there's no issues with insects or termites or any of those.
Okay. That's great. Well, thank you very much for that whirlwind through the passive polystyrene house system, Matthew and Mark. It's been very interesting. I've certainly learned a lot myself in that discussion. As I say, people can find a little bit more information out on the website, passivehousing.ie. So we'll leave that there.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
We'll head on to our next victim, JJ. Good evening.
How are you doing?
Very well, thanks. Very well. And so, JJ, you're an interesting position with FutureCast and
we're an innovation research and development and education center for the quarry and construction industry. So we look at and develop new modern methods of construction. So we've three here today to show you and just go explain and go through them.
Very good. So whereabouts you're based
We're based in Marhampton in County Leitrim, and you can see us there on futurecast.info. So we're very willing to help anyone. We're showing all the different modern methods of construction. We'll also have a full geological material lab on site, and you know, to work with any house person to talk about testing. That lab will be open in probably May of this year. So
well, that would be interesting, because I think that's how I initially came across you whenever I saw that, obviously, particularly for mica pyrite affected homeowners, that in order to get any materials tested, it had to be sent across to the UK. But here in Ireland, we're going to be able to get a testing system available locally.
Yeah, we'll have an outset testing system starting within about 3 weeks' time. And then our own lab will be starting in May. So we'll be able to give full certification on that. So it's a full center here, but what we look at is the new modern methods of construction and you know, what they are and how that is developing, like, You know, so we have three here to show today. One is rolled steel houses. The other one is precast concrete houses, and the other one is 3D printing.
Very good. Well, if we take the precast first, and once again, I have a there we go. So we've yes, precast.
So this is a precast houses with high term homes in Laois. A very, very good system. So it's precast flooring, precast wall system, 150 mil insulation, steel within it, 100 mil on the inside and 60 mil on the outside. But it's a full enclosed envelope, can be precast first floors as well, and an option then to do a roof as well with this system. So it's a very, very good enclosed system, all done. You know, you can pre-order your windows, and it's something that where we see it going, like any or three different, what we're saying here today, it's about the speed, the time, the waste saving, you know, the sustainability of it, and that you can pre-order your windows and that, you know, so that the windows can be in the next day.
Yes. Yeah. And generally, so obviously there's a considerable amount of weight there with precast is not light in comparison, obviously, to the polystyrene, to the expanded polystyrene system. Before we see there in
So this system, we make the foundations as well. So you just have to do the pads on site.
Yeah.
So the foundations is made as well and come to site. So we put up a 3,500 square foot house in 3 days. But it is about, you know, the structure of it. You know, each of the systems that we'll be showing you here today is it's about. You know, this is 35 Newton concrete. You know, it is the strength that's in these, you know, but it's also, you know, it's the efficiencies of being made within a factory system. And, you know, there's no cold pockets, you know, and this is a key thing to it. And it's Kingspan insulation, and it's very highly insulated, highly rated and all that.
Yeah. And presumably there was a question previously about thermal mass. So, a product with a significant amount of thermal mass. How is that out of interest? How thick is the precast in the walls there?
Yeah, so the total is 310 mil. So it's 100 mil concrete on the inside, 150 mil insulation, and 60 mil on the outside. And it's one coat plaster, like it's just a slight rough finish on the outside. So it's a one coat plaster then on the outside. You know,
okay.
But it is structure as well, like, you know, having the precast foundations all made and coming to site, like, you know. But it's the same with the, on the next one here, we'll show you as well, the frame form, like it's a very good system as well.
And what about, and what would be the process for somebody looking to, if they're looking to get a precast house?
The process is, and any one of our precasts will be shown here, is, you know, your architect is an AutoCAD drawn. It'll come to our design team in each of the factory, from Frameform to High Term Homes or the High Term Technology. Then that is designed, put into a design program. Then it goes back to the clientele with the design program, and that they sign off on the design program within that. So, you know, we look at every element of it within design, the structure, the integrity of the walls, where you're placing each thing. But it's run through a Revit product, and then also can be brought into a BIM model, which is BIM, Building Information Technology. So which helps bring your house, you know, to a maintenance model at the end of the day too.
Okay. And tell me, presumably once the design is signed off, it can't really be altered very easily.
The reality of any of these houses is about, you know, thinking the process of going through a house, you know what I mean? And that's what we're even looking at, is the technology there that a person can walk through it through virtual reality and that. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's just what we want to try and do with each of these companies is to make the house so real, you know, that they're walking through it. And, you know, the biggest thing people change is the electric sockets, you know what I mean? Yes. And that's a real fact. You know what I mean? So it's about asking them and, you know, trying to work with them, with the clientele, and just figuring out where they want their bed placed, where their kitchen is, you know, how many sockets they want in it. You know, that's the biggest thing they'll want to change. And I think it's about, you know, the communication between our companies, you know, like Jerry there in Frameform, like, you know, he'll work very closely with his clientele to actually make this work like.
And talking about the sockets, I just noticed there, are the voids for those all precast in at the time of making?
It's a choice that it can be made. It can be precast in, or people as eternal to put a slab on the inside as well. Like it is a choice that it can be made, you know, but it's the same different with each of the different designs.
Yeah. So we've obviously got cost-wise, presumably the upfront cost is a bit higher, but then the cost savings in terms of the finishing, because there's none of that same sort of.
Yeah, so the cost savings is enormous here, because it's about, you know, the saving the time and scaffold. You know, it's about the saving of the waste on site. It's how the speed that you can put up these houses in. You know, if you move on to the next slide there, and like we'll just show you, you know, the different technology that's within it as well. Like, because like this is frame form from Monaghan, like, and you know, each of them has new technology, and I think they're very impressive technology. Like this is a 50 mil concrete board on the outside, like, so it takes out the block layer as well. This can be plastered on straight away. You can put your coins on your corners, but it's a real, you know, thing to come out. The windows can come with it from the factory on site as well. Like, you know, and these houses, like about 3.5 to 4 days to put up a 2,500 square foot house, like. You know, it's about that structure, and it's about liaising with the client as well. But I think Jerry there now is, you know, he'll really go in depth, and any one of our companies have a good client base.
And light gauge steel is really interesting. I mean, somebody once described it, I think, as kind of, you know, very similar to timber frame in a way, having the panels, but obviously with steel, it's quite a bit stronger.
So it is, you know what I mean? The structure, you know, it is a stronger house, like, you know what I mean? And I think some of the photographs on our main that can maybe sent out to the clients after, like, showing, you know, this can be done in the Atlantic way, like, you know, the strength in any of these houses, I think, is the key thing, like, you know. Another product that we're, you know, doing High Term Technologies is the 3D printed houses. You know, these are new innovative technologies, like, and, you know, the strength, like the 3D printed house, like it's 40 Newton concrete, like, you know, any of these things it's about strength, you know, and I think in Donegal and Mayo, where the mic is along the Atlantic Way, like, you know, these really give, you know, the strength and products, like, you know.
And so, I mean, looking at the, at that steel gauge, again, the panels are made in factory. So is that where the, you know, where the quality control, that the quality is ensured?
Yeah, so that's the word, the quality control is, like, you know what I mean? And it's about the quality, you know, and it's, look, I'm a bricklayer by trade myself, actually. And, you know, the thing about it is, you know, if you look at it, you know, there's no cold pocket here. You know, you're getting 150 mil insulation. You're getting, you know, all the corners are perfectly sealed. You know, around the windows, your DPC is in right. You know, all the different angles there is the key part to this, like, you know, yeah. And, you know, and you're getting the quality control within a factory setting as well, you know, so these is not, there's not, you know, the water sitting in the cavity that you're building for 2 weeks, you know, these are the different things that is the key to any of these processes, like, you know,
yeah.
And I think any one of the three processes here has the value and the strength, you know, to give, you know, a good warm house for any family.
I think the I think it's widely recognised that versus a traditional masonry build, even having the insulation a couple of centimetres off the inner leaf can reduce the performance of the insulation by a very large amount. So really, by having a factory made or factory produced panel, that eliminates that those on-site quality control issues that, unless you're actually supervising the work there yourself, it's very hard to catch that.
Yeah, and I think these, you know, each of these houses are tested and looked at, you know, before they come out of the factory, like, and that's a key to it, like. But also, like, you know, with our other system there, the 3D printing is done on site, and it's about, we are doing tests at the moment, and, you know, with a full demonstration up in Drogheda. And, like, it's about the strength there and that too, but it's the quality control on each of these. So the key thing is on each age thing is about the quality control.
And what about in the light gauge steel? What about, I mean, we're thinking you're talking about Donegal and Mayo at the Atlantic coastal, and you've obviously got salt and we've got steel, and we obviously know that that metal in salt water can is something that has to be avoided. But
this is fully roll coal stole steel. Like it's something like it's totally protected to that. You're protected on outside, you know, you have all the different angles to it. To me, galvanized. It's a very valued product, like, you know.
Yeah. And all the steel, it's galvanized.
It's all galvanized, you know what I mean? But it's the key to it is it's about the strength, you know, when you bend it, it's the strength to it, like, as well, like, you know. But definitely not, it wouldn't have a thing, you know, with the outside structure as well, like, you know.
And presumably, in terms of looking at what we're knowing that the precast house, it's not going to be so simple just to, you know, knock through a wall or perhaps extend the same way. With this type of system, presumably that's not an issue.
No, with this type of system, it is not an issue because each you know, each structural panel is structural, you know, from floor to ceiling, like, so you can actually cut through it, you know what I mean? There isn't a problem there at later in time that you want to change a door in the house or that, like, there isn't a problem any one of these systems that you can do that, you know? I think that's the key to it, like, as well, like, you know?
And how would the light gauge steel compare cost-wise with, say, some of, you know, something like the, again, we refer back to our base case, which is block build. You know, if you're building a 2,500 square foot house and you're getting a quote from the company, how is that going to compare?
Personally, I think it's very, very equal in one sense, but then is the cost savings is another. So to me, is, you know, on site, like, it's about, you know, the heat and the no coal pockets, you know, as you go on in life and you know, heating the house. It's about the waste that you save, you know, when you're doing the house as well. But, and it's about the sustainability, you know, within that system as well, and how that structure is not having the equivalent of something of scientific value that can hit a block or hit something like that, like, you know. So to me, the cost savings, like, you know, realistically in any of them isn't the huge pile of difference, but it's the time of build. Like any of these systems that we're showing here today is, you know, you're talking about the main superstructure being up in 4 to 5 days, you know, and that's a big thing, like, you know what I mean? That your electricians can get in, your plumbers can get in, and you can, you know, push the job forward, like, you know, and any contractor, you know, that's a key thing to where I see it anymore. And, it, you know, and that's what one thing about every one of these three systems, like.
Okay. And just looking at the wall detail there, air tightness layers, where does that tend to go? How is that achieved?
The air tightness is just on the inside vapor layer, and in each of the sections, it's with a slab on the inside as well there.
Okay. And presumably the walls can be changed and adjusted to achieve certain U values.
Yes, these systems have very high U values, like, you know what I mean? So 0.15, you know what I mean? Like, they're very high in U values. Like.
And typically, again, so we're the sorts of foundations that would they require similar to what a timber frame would require? So they kind of...
very similar to timber frame, like, you know what I mean? But, like, these can go on from strip to float, foundations to precast foundations, you know, so either of any of the three of them, they can go on no problem at all, like, you know what I mean?
And what about just getting to some of the questions that the people are asking? Somebody's asked whether you can clad the frame, steel frame here, with natural stone and tie back to the frame.
Yes, you can. This is, you know, tie back to the inner structure. And, you know, commonly you can put a block on the outside, you can put brick out on the outside of it, but you can put stone on the outside of the 50 mil cladding as well, if you want, 50 mil board as well. Like, you know?
Like a cementitious board.
So cementitious board, like, you know.
Yeah, so they can take it. And so, yes, people were asking again just what the names of the two companies were. So the precast concrete homes was High
Term. Yeah, so the precast concrete homes is High Term Homes. Then the frame or the steel frame is Frameform from Monaghan, and then the 3D printing is Hi-Term or Haircourt Technologies. Haircourt Technologies. But if anyone wants to contact us, they're at info@futurecast.info or okay. JJ@futurecast.info.
And a couple more questions about the steel frame. Is the steel frame less prone to creaking or movement, settlement issues that some people might say are common in timber frame? Although I think Redwood would say it's a properly built timber
frame. It's always good to have an open panel and a discussion between each of the designs. But look at the reality is, steel is structure. And the same, we're not going to downgrade any other person's house or any design, the reality is this is a quality product, And I think the key thing to any one of these three things is the time and the time saving and how fast we can put up the house.
And what about sound? Now, clearly with the precast, nothing's going to get through that. But what about, lightweight? Similarly with the question that was based on timber.
Yeah, frame. So look, there's options there. Like you can put a sound barrier, sound insulation, you can double slab it, your internal walls. It all depends how far you want to go with it within individual rooms and that, But look, if you put a sound insulation and a double slab, double slab one side, personally, it gives you a great, a sound barrier,
And roofing wise, is the roofing also a structural steel roofing or?
Yeah, so roofing can be structural steel or it can be a timber truss, There's a choice there in it, It can be timber truss is something commonly used in it, as well. But also, in the precast house, we have a rolled steel roof as well, or in the 3D printed roof, it can be rolled steel. So it's a choice between the customer and what they're looking for. To me, is if they come talk to us and have the conversation with us and our design team of each of the things, look what the best for them and what they want.
Very good. Well, thank you very much. We sort of seem to have rattled through this hour in no time at all. And JJ, if we just give out maybe the website addresses, we've got
Hi-Term Homes.com.
And frameform.com.
Yeah.
For the light gauge steel. Very good. Well, thank you very much for joining us this evening, JJ. It's been very, very interesting.
Join us next time for more tips and advice from experts and self-builders alike. And if you haven't already, subscribe to Self-Build Plus. It'll give you full access to the selfbuild.ie website, including the Self-Build Plus journey, which is your step-by-step guide to self-building and home improving. Your membership also gives you first access to all videos and podcasts, as well as access to our members-only Facebook group, which features regular Facebook Live events.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.